This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. And you get to log into the website if you'd like and submit show prep suggestions. We'll then take those in, take a look at them. Whatever is the way it works is you submit the suggestion and then listeners go and vote whether they like or dislike. And the most liked end up on the front page of the site and at the top of the page, which means we're more likely to see it, more likely to talk about it on the air. There's a story that we've been sharing with you. It's fairly lengthy, but I think very interesting, about Maywood Police Department in California. And I want to get back to that here in just a quick moment, but just to give our listeners an update, what has been going on here in New Hampshire or nearby. A few of the activists were arrested yesterday down in Massachusetts on alleged drug and gun charges. A couple of other activists, friends of the show, Adam and Pete, from the formerly of the Motorhome Diaries and now of LibertyOnTour.com, they went down there to bail out Rich Paul and Capuzzo, a couple of the other activists that were arrested yesterday. They went down there to bail them out, and in the process of attempting to give these government bureaucrats money, they were arrested themselves for using a video camera, presumably inside the jail. I was sent the audio from, I guess Pete was on the phone with his girl, his ex-girlfriend or girlfriend, I'm not sure, Allison at the time, and she managed to get the audio recorded somehow. I ended up, they sent it over to me, and it's not really airable. It's pretty tinny sounding, and it's hard to make out what's going on, but there was definitely some commotion. They were ordered to stop recording because, well, so-and-so's in charge of this facility, and you need to do whatever it is that he says. And, of course, they didn't do it. So they were arrested, and they are not giving their names, apparently, to the police department there, which means we don't know when they're going to get out. Mm. Nobody knows yet what they're charged with, because you can't call and ask for them because they aren't in the system. Maybe they'll be in the system later as John Doe, John Doe 1, John Doe 2. Not sure how this is all going to play out, but as we learn more, we will definitely let you know. Again, our friends from copblock.org are in jail. Other activists from the Keene area in jail as well, all down in Massachusetts. So that's that. Also, Sam.
Hope the best for him.
Yeah, Sam just came back from ObscuredTruth.com. He just came back in during the break to tell us about what happened outside the city council meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire. And the reason why he was inspired to go down to the city council meeting with a bullhorn tonight was because of what happened this afternoon. Last night on the show, I explained that I was going to go with a little agreement into the city council chamber, or not the city council chambers, but up to the city building today to pay the property tax bill. Almost $3,000, by the way. And that's only for half a year. I went there with a check filled out, and I went with a little form that basically said that I acknowledge that this is a transaction not being conducted by consent. It essentially said I acknowledge that this is being done under duress. And I asked the government bureaucrats there to just simply sign this surrender agreement. And they refused to sign it. One of the tax collector lady, the woman who's in charge of the tax collecting office, went into her office and she called the city attorney on her phone down there. Then she relayed to him what the agreement said, asking if she could sign it. So he told her no. So we went upstairs to talk to the city attorney about that. And walked straight back to his office. The secretary tried to stop me from doing it. I walked straight back there. He got all upset about that and tried to push us out of the office, tried to step on my toes. He
literally tried to step on your toes?
Well, maybe it was an accident, but he was being very pushy and trying to move us out of his area because he didn't like the questions that we were asking. Sam was with me there, and he caught all this on video.
This is all done under the pretense that it's all voluntary.
Well,
you know,
they
we're
wouldn't
choosing
answer that question.
This, you know.
That's the pretense, and I asked that question explicitly. Since they wouldn't sign the agreement that said it was coercive, then the question was, well, is this a consensual interaction? Simple question. They wouldn't answer it. They didn't want to hear it. They said, you're trespassing. You need to get out of here. We're calling the police. And they made a big scene out of this, and I don't know when the video is going to be up, but it was recorded. So the city manager comes out, and I asked him the question, and he's trying to get us out of there, and he won't answer the question. They just looked terrible. The whole idea that they're public servants in any way was completely broken down today as they refused to answer a simple question. these so-called servants refusing to even answer the question of somebody who's paying their salaries. It's a joke. And so we were up there, and we went downstairs. The cops were there. They were just arriving as we were leaving. Went out and had a conversation with one of them. And of course, he defended the system and blah, blah, blah. So Sam was pretty amped up after that, and he wanted to go out and bullhorn the city council tonight. And so he did do that. And he let them know, he congratulated them on their haul today, because today was the last day for the property tax bills.
Yeah, you got to admit, they probably hauled in millions of dollars over the last couple of days. Yeah.
You know, this is the second time that...
Great way to run a crime syndicate. You just send out letters.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the crime syndicate that runs my town didn't even get a letter to me. I had to go to them and say, hey, aren't we supposed to have taxes going on right
manage,
now?
I manage a property. Yeah. I manage a property, and had the same thing. It's happened twice now. I had to go. It was fortunate that I stopped by and said, oh, when are they due? Today. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, because I didn't get a bill. This is the second time now I haven't gotten a bill.
And do you think that they would waive the fees? No. You're going to have to pay
the
interest
responsibility.
On that.
Yeah, and it's quite a bit. It's like 12% interest.
Yes, 12% interest, right? Yeah.
12% tacked on.
So, your credit card's cheaper than this.
I was frustrated by so Sam went down and he heckled them over the bullhorn today during their city council meeting. They had the windows open, so he stood out on the street with the bullhorn, and there's going to be video footage of that coming out as well. But if only more people would give them a hard time. How many people go in there and give them a hard time when they're paying taxes? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. When it comes to hard times when they're paying taxes, it's not like they're going to stop paying taxes. It's that they're going to come with systems for dealing with people that they consider to be recalcitrant.
And I'm disappointed in myself. I didn't stop either.
Did you give them a check, by the way?
I did give them the check. I chickened out and gave them a check.
I'm glad you did.
Well, I'm getting sick of this, Mark.
I understand you. I understand.
And look, at
Ian,
some point,
nobody's more sick of it than you and I. Absolutely.
Well,
however,
then let's stop paying these thugs. Let's get together with other people who are supposedly as sick, and let's join a coalition and stop paying these people.
I think I'm with you, but I think you've got to be in the same you've got to be in the same municipality to have some kind of effect. You've got to have a dozen people or something like that to have some kind of negotiation.
Come on, people, move up here and buy houses.
Yes. What is taking so long. I'm ready to stop.
This is the time to do it. The market is bottoming out. Come out and buy property in the Keene area.
At some point, it's going to just come down to me being so fed up with this nonsense that I will just stop. But today wasn't the day. So I wrote under duress on my check, and I'm thinking maybe next time, if I'm still not ready to go all the way, I might just not pay the cents on the bill. Like I'll maybe not pay a dollar's worth of it or something
that. Yeah, I've heard that can be can really throw their books off.
Yeah, I don't know how that'll – I don't know if they'll, like, reject the
I
check.
I think we should look into whatever we can that will just be a horrible, tedious pain in the butt without actually crossing the line of being a serious charge of any sort. You know what I mean?
I'm open to ideas,
and like, you know, well, and you're on the right track, I think, when you showed up paying all ones.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fine. It was
a lot of work.
Stamp all those ones.
It was, but you know, but that's the thing. Like, if you're doing that again, I'll come help or something.
Well, I appreciate that.
Let me put some anarchyinyourhead.com stamps on some of them.
But
they
figured that out. I mean, they immediately
they got
the
money
counter the next time. You know, they're going to figure things out like that.
Yeah,
I think that writing a check for for a dollar less or something like that really
a
will screw
less.
With their stuff.
Right. Well, it would be interesting. Will they steal my home over a dollar?
Well, no. What they'll do is they'll charge
you. Will they charge you 12%?
12% as I
on
guess
the whole
it's
thing.
APR, so that's 12 cents per year. So you'll have to – next year it'll be $1.12 of your check will go to pay last year's stuff, and then you'll be $1.12 in arrears unless you put another dollar. So it'll be $2.12.
Just stay in arrears by about a quarter all the time. I so their books are like they're constantly having to they'll have to send out. Oh, you haven't paid you're late on your property tax bill, and now there's going to be interest applied. And so is that 12% just on the unpaid portion? I assume, and not they're not going to charge you 12% the whole thing because you didn't pay it all.
I would think they would go with
I wonder,
last part
because it's like a late fee, really. I don't know if it's more like a late fee or an interest.
Well, I guess I would find out because that's what I'm considering doing next. I'm always open to ideas here and. Man, I'm just trying to think of things to do in the interim between between now and when I stop paying, because I don't know how much longer I can take. And I hope that some folks come here sooner rather than later and join in on this, because it needs to end. The coercion needs to end. 800-259-9231. Don't make me do it alone. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features there include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, WIKI Wiki. legalzoom.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted legalzoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust at legalzoom.com. If you don't have a will or a living will or any of these things, you're leaving your family open to a world of hurt. You know you need to get it done. It's fast and easy at the LegalZoom.com. I've done it there. If you use code FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, you save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com.
All right, enough of me grousing about the property tax situation up here. I guess I'll just have to be patient, although my patience may run out. I'm not sure. I can't predict. But I folded today, and I'm not proud of it. 1-800-259-9231. So back real briefly to Maywood, and then we'll get right into your phone calls about what you want. It's a story about Maywood, California. William Norman Grigg over at LouRockwell.com has been spinning a tale. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you can go to LouRockwell.com to see the full story or just listen to our first hour when we put it up on archives later on. But just telling story after story out of Maywood about corrupt cops and them essentially rounding up cars and towing people, there's a tow quota. There was a tow quota in Maywood, at least two tows per day.
A claim made by one of their own cops.
And just one of the worst departments. They are finally shutting down. And when I say they, I mean the entire city of Maywood. It's being put out of business.
What is that going to do to the residents, the people who live there? How is that going to affect them at the
That's a good question. I don't know.
Are they finally going to have a voluntary society?
No, I doubt that.
No, it's just being turned over to the county.
The city or whatever the county of L.A. is will be handling the business at that point. The sheriff's department will handle the policing duties, that sort of thing. So I don't know if that means that they're...
What if it just merges in with the bigger blob?
Well, I wonder if that means their taxes will go down. I mean, if they were being taxed... I mean, as here in New Hampshire, we're taxed by the county and the city. So
probably initially the sheriff's office will likely, use it as an excuse to expand to some extent too. They'll say,
we need more sheriffs.
Yeah, we obviously need more deputies in order to cover this new area. And, they'll probably hire the old guys from.
Right. That's what I was thinking. So there's one more story here that's worthy of telling. Talking about some thugs from the Maywood PD that were assaulting and beating a father and son out in front of their home. Now, the reason why is because the Maywood PD thugs were already assaulting and beating somebody across the street. So this father and son came out to, check on their neighbor and at least watch to see what was going on and watch the violence. And so when the son came out, when the son, sickened by what he saw, demanded a badge number from one of the officers. As he wrote the number down, another officer attacked him, and the rest of his valiant buddies joined in. The kid was handcuffed, then repeatedly attacked with a taser. Because, dangerous people can be really dangerous when they're handcuffed. At one point, the report observes, this is a report from the Attorney General's office in California, the father exited the home and yelled, "What are you doing to my son?" The father was then attacked and assaulted by several officers. Both men were taken to the hospital for medical treatment. They were charged with battery on a police officer and resisting and obstructing an officer. See, that's what happens when the cops attack you. Well, you must have attacked them first, even though all the kid did was come out and ask for a badge number.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out that the Attorney General...
Well, that's an assault.
Yeah. Attorney General's office here is reporting this. However, they're not doing anything about it.
No.
I mean, I haven't heard anything in this story. I never heard anything about it in the news of any of these police officers being charged with this. And... they know about it, so it's understood. These people, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, operate by a different standard. They don't have to follow the law the way you have to follow the law. They've got a different set of rules.
They're completely unaccountable, essentially.
Well, they have to kiss their boss's butt, otherwise they're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
By the way, once the cover charges serve their purpose, that is resisting and obstructing an officer, battery on a police officer, namely insulating the assailants from accountability, they were dismissed. So you get to go through the process of being stressed out about having all these charges, being tased and beaten by the police, and then later on they just drop the charges. Oh, well, that's...
They've already punished you,
right.
Exactly.
No liability for them for charging you with crimes that didn't exist. They can charge you with whatever the hell they want to, intimidate you as much as they want, beat you as much as they want, and then drop the charges later, and that's it. No consequences
and
for them.
And, of course, you're expected to feel grateful and relieved. Ah, thank goodness those charges were dropped after I've already been punished and beaten and harassed.
Victims of police abuse in Maywood were required to go to police headquarters to obtain official complaint forms. This is from the same office that was feeding them. And
right, and it's not even that big of an office. What was it, a town of 60,000?
40,000.
40,000. So, I mean, there's not that many cops. When you go, there's a good chance you're asking for a complaint form from the guy who beat you up and tased you.
As the March 2006 case described above demonstrates, the police department was a hazardous place to visit unless you were part of the Brotherhood. If they were fortunate, citizens who attempted to file a protest would escape the building after suffering nothing worse than contemptuous verbal abuse from the sergeant in charge of dealing with complaints. Eventually, federal civil rights lawsuits began to pile up, as did the costs of settling them, and the Maywood Police Department literally killed the city government that it supposedly served. When channels of official redress are closed and physical resistance is impossible or profoundly unwise, what recourse is open to people terrorized by predators in uniform? Maywood's financial collapse suggests one ironically positive aspect of the ongoing depression. It is possible for a police state bubble to collapse, if only in a geographically limited sense. To answer Greg's question about what recourse is open to people terrorized by predators in uniform, get thee to New Hampshire. That would be the answer. Because getting together with other like-minded people can make a difference. It can give you a level of clout that you never had before. You're no longer alone. You've got people that are willing to stand by you. They're willing to help you. They're willing to work with you and get active in achieving liberty in our lifetime. Unfortunately, when you leave New Hampshire, the safe confines of the political designation of New Hampshire and go to places like Massachusetts, then terrible things happen, as some of our friends are now down.
I think we're actually getting a better police department in Keene, at least, because of the activists here. And I think there's sort of this sense of some kind of accountability, only because they know that when they push things too far, that there's a lot of video being taken, mm-hmm. there's public notice being made, there's blog posts being made about it, that they're very closely being watched, that citizens are actually trying to hold them accountable, not with any kind of threats of violence back at them or anything like that. Just showing
them.
Public publicity. Yeah. Light in the dark corners.
Show them for who they really are. Let's go to your phone calls. You can dial in about what you want. Doug, the champion. The champion of the... Well, with a loud phone. The champion of the pole dancing contest, Doug, in Minnesota.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, he sounds like you got your window down.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Let me just do this question.
That sounds much better.
Hey, I wanted to say thank you for recognizing me as Miss Porcupole. I take that seriously. I may consider a gender change later on, but... Maybe I'll wear lingerie next time and pass my crown, so to speak, and give a teary-eyed speech also. But
awesome. So what was on your mind tonight, Doug?
You guys, finally.
Yeah, that was great meeting you, sir. You've been a long-time listener, long-time caller and participant in the program, and I know you had a reason you were calling tonight, so hang on. 800-259-9231. More with Ms. Porcupole in moments. You can see the video footage, by the way, from this over at lclreport.com. It's up there on Terrence's channel, lclreport.com, for the pole dancing contest from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's more coming up in moments. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include listening options. You got live streams around the clock, 24 hours a day. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is streaming. Plus, you can listen on the your cell phone or any phone that can dial long distance via our listen lines or our webcam as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get those options. That's listen.freetalklive.com. I mentioned New Hampshire a few moments ago, talking about moving here. Well, that's what we did, all of us on the show here tonight. We didn't used to live here. Mark and I came from Florida. Dale, you came from Georgia. And you can come here from wherever you are around
the world. I sort of came from L.A., sort of, because I lived there for 8 years. But yeah.
Were you in L.A. right before you moved here?
I went back to Georgia for about a year.
Gotcha.
So to give it a try. I went back to see if it would feel nostalgic and everything, go back to my hometown, and I was like, I want to go to New Hampshire.
And was it a good choice?
Absolutely.
It's so
I was
great.
Just having a conversation with another recent mover, Wes, about how he was saying how it felt so peaceful. Like, somehow it felt really peaceful to be here. And I said, this has been the best years of my life since I moved to New Hampshire. Bar none. Yeah. Far and away,
absolutely,
the happiest years of my life since I got to New Hampshire around other liberty lovers and make some great friends. And again, far and beyond just the doing activism, which I think a lot of people see as this chore. Far and beyond that, there's just being around people who share your values. There's that basic foundation of respecting other people and their rights and things that makes such a great foundation for friendship. You make really good friends up here. And I think that a lot of people don't see that that's what a lot of it is about.
Well, if you're seeing activism as a chore, then you're doing the wrong kind of activism. You should be doing activism that you find exciting and interesting and something that you want to do.
You know, just to give the sort of the counterpoint to what you're saying, Dale, I agree with, you know, what you say as far as, you know, it's being a great place and full of great people and all that stuff. But when I first moved up here, I kind of, you know, missed the city atmosphere that, you know, that I'd sort of grown accustomed to. And, you know, it took me a while to get used to it. And now.
You miss your mommy, too.
What's that?
You miss your mommy.
Well, I mean, I lived near my mother for a long time. It was nice to be able to wander down the street and borrow a tool if you needed one. She, you know, she had 40 years of accumulated power tools. It's
you
awesome.
Were a little homesick.
Yeah, and
he just missed the power tools, not as well.
But, all the, you know, but over time, you know, I've come to accept it as this is home, and now I don't like to go even back to Florida to visit. I, you know, just like to be at home.
It's a great place. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. Get signed up. Get on board. More people moving here all the time. And it's like I was saying the other day, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we just a week ago, we were broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival and had an absolute blast there. And Doug from Minnesota was there with us. Doug got the chance to meet you. You won Miss Porcupole 2010, the very first ever, and you're on the air with us. So what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just so excited to be Miss Porcupole 2010. I just want to thank Michelle Seven, my coach, and my muse. She is my mentor and my inspiration to further my pole dancing career.
You sound like
okay,
this
no.
I wonder, are you related to Corley at all? Corley, never mind.
All right. Hey, Dale, you were there.
Yes.
I'm thinking maybe the reason I won is some of my junk sell out or something. I don't know.
I wasn't one of the judges, as far as I know, so I can't say what.
Right.
What. I do think that, like, Karsten, I think, should have gotten honorable mention or something.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. He that real thin guy with all the muscles?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he was all over that pole.
You can go see the video over at lclreport.com. So what's up, Doug?
Hey, a quick question for you. I was driving around New Hampshire, went to Portsmouth, hit Manchester, wanted to scope out places to live, and I did some shopping, just like, you know, McDonald's and 7-Eleven, and I saw sales tax on my receipt.
Mm.
I mean, is that like a city by city or?
No,
you
it
didn't
was food.
See sales tax. You saw food, out of home food tax.
Meals
tax.
Prepared
food tax.
If you have prepared food or drinks, there's a.
It acts remarkably like sales tax. And, you know.
It's extra money that you have to give the government when you buy something. So, but it's not sales tax.
It's 9%, too. It's incredibly expensive. Even Massachusetts beats New Hampshire. Theirs is only 5%. You eat at a restaurant in Massachusetts, it's only 5% down there.
How are we letting Massachusetts beat us off?
It's a shame.
That's embarrassing.
Those sneaky little bastards. Jeez.
Which
don't
is why,
anything, aren't they?
Well, that's why an organization like a Savannah Last Biscuit, which is a brilliant, you can't call it a company, it's a brilliant operation being run down in Savannah by Mama Allie, who she came up, she brought her whole operation up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and was serving food 24 hours a day.
Some of the best southern cooking I've ever had.
Yeah, with delivery to campsites. So setting something up like that up here in New Hampshire would be awesome because it would help people avoid that 9% sales tax. Not only that, but you'd also save all this money on, you know, whatever you would normally spend on rent and those sorts of things.
You got a meal out of this lady for $3. It was crazy.
There's some amazing deals.
Sorry, say again, Doug?
Like, you know, they delivered to my room at 8 in the morning, you know. And
yeah.
Live delivery. Yeah, good stuff.
The biscuits were.
You answered my question there about quote unquote sales tax, but
there you have it. So more outside the system endeavors are required in order to help people avoid that, and then maybe the inside the system folks will be able to repeal it at some point. But hey, Doug, when are you coming up? So you say you're looking at places?
Yeah, well, I'm a signer. In the next 5 years, I got to get the job nailed down. But you know, one thing, I moved from California to Minnesota because I loved the trees and the green. I grew up in Minnesota. And all of a sudden I go to New Hampshire and they tell me it's the second most treed state in the nation. And I just was going, I couldn't believe how beautifully green it is. Your eyes just soak it in. And I'm a Minnesota guy. We've got trees out here. There's even more out there.
Well,
the
difference with you know, New Hampshire and many states that are covered in green is that New Hampshire goes up and down as opposed to just being flat, so you can see these vistas. These you know, it's the reason that people come up here for autumn.
Yeah, especially when you see a mountain that's so colorful.
Yeah, it is incredible stuff.
On the landscape, beautiful.
So I'm hoping within the next 5 years, I'm going to do some more research and, you know, blah, 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 blah. See you soon, though. Maybe next year for sure at maybe the February event here also.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Doug, thanks for the call tonight, and we'll talk to you later. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything there. Ms. Porcupole on the line with us.
A lot of people who went to Porkfest, I mean, this is sort of an overarching theme, is, you know, people really can't wait to get to New Hampshire. They, you know...
I can't blame them.
Yeah, Porkfest is, in one sense, it's a really great event because it shows people what it's like to be around liberty lovers. In another,
it's awesome.
In another way, it's sort of false advertising because there's so many people in one small area that that you think it's going to be this sort of euphoria, and it really is for Porkfest, this euphoria all the time. And obviously, it's not all like that, but it's
unless you're in Keene. I mean, right. I'm Keene. Man, I'm a little biased. Okay.
I'm glad I never went to a Porcupine Freedom Festival. Before I moved up here, because it would have driven me crazy. Like, if I weren't ready to move and I come up to the Porkfest and experience what that is like, I'd have been going nuts back in Florida.
There's no doubt that people, like, after this Porkfest, so many people came back to Keene and they were inquiring and just really wanting to get as much information as they possibly could to help expedite getting here. Like, you know, to finding out what a move would be, what would be involved, and how hard is it to find a place, and you know, would you get trying to give them advice and stuff like that, because it's just amazing how much that, what a catalyst it is to get people, mm-hmm. like, who are maybe thinking about it, they come out to Porkfest and then they're settled. Okay, I'm ready to move.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we've got, there are resources for these things. The Free State Project has a job section, and I'm sure they've got housing information. Of course, there's the Pork Landlords. What is it called? Pork Manor. Pork Manor. There's a website out there that allows people to put up rooms that they might have for rent to potential movers, that kind of thing, to give them a place, at least a landing zone.
You know, I just had an idea because and maybe I'll air it out now. Why not? The thing is, when I was talking to a lot of people who are interested in coming up here about, was that the big thing seems to be the bottleneck. Or the big bottleneck seems to be having some really convenient housing to move into, mm-hmm. so you can look for something else. And so I'll talk more about that.
We'll do that here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Coming up, Dale's going to share with us 6 disastrous laws that looked good on paper. We'll see what those are all about. Plus, we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
out.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0373.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free, including our news updates. You get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. You'll be kept in the loop via whatever way works best for you. We've got emailed updates, Twitter, we've got Facebook. So sign up for whatever the one is or more than one that would work best. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Just a quick update. Our friends Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com are in jail. Also, some of our friends from Keene, Rich Paul and Capuzzo, a couple of the activists, and a lady who I'm not familiar with, are all in Massachusetts.
Someone unlucky enough to have been accompanying them.
Yep. In Massachusetts, they are all in a jail cell now. Adam and Pete had gone down to bail the other guys out, and during the process of attempting to pay the bail, they had video cameras, and the jail guards apparently didn't like that very much. So
they were using them.
Right. They didn't like that very much, so they arrested them, and now they're in a jail cell as well. According to Adam's YouTube page, Allison Gibbs reports that she called the police department, Greenfield PD in Massachusetts, at 413-773-5411, and was told they had been arrested by Greenfield PD. The bail has not been set because they aren't giving out any information. She was asked their birth dates, but she gave them no answer. So right now they are still remaining mute in the jail cell, and we don't know where it's going to go from here. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more, but those are our friends from copblock.org. Go and subscribe to their website when you get a chance. It's a great site. And I know there are other folks over at CopBlock, so CopBlock will continue. They aren't the only two bloggers there. There are a handful of folks over there that can kind of keep the ball rolling, which is a good thing.
Keep the anti-police state fires burning.
So, Dale, you wanted to comment quickly on, because we got some calls. People are waiting here.
Yeah, I was just thinking that one thing maybe Port Manor could branch out into doing. Right now, it just hooks up landlords with potential renters. And that's great because, again, the bottleneck, in Keene at least, the bottleneck seems to be readily available housing. If there's rooms available, whatever, mm-hmm. they seem to fill up very quickly with new movers. So I was thinking that Port Manor maybe could branch out into hooking people up who want to find roommates, you know, so they could get, because there's a lot of places, especially in the summer, you know, when school lets out and things like that, and when colleges lets out, there are a lot of places in the summer that are available. It's just you know, people usually just want a room or they want to split with someone else.
And they don't know the other people that that are necessarily coming into the area, so getting them together would be an ideal thing. I like that idea. And they, to some extent, that happens on the Freekeen Forum. We've got the housing section and the jobs section there, so people can go there and post that they, you know, they'd like to move, and then other people who also like to move can get together, so they can use that.
It's kind of disorganized, though. Yeah, it's a little clunky and messy. It's just sort of, you know, posting a message versus if there were, like, a list of people looking for roommates in certain areas where you could say, and it would be maintained by some kind of, you know, something like that.
I think it's a fine idea. This is what we need, people with the talents to put this kind of stuff together up here with the time and availability to do it. So in the meantime, you can go to freekeen.com if you're interested in the Keene area. The Free State Project has their own forum, freestateproject.org. I believe there's some jobs information there as well. Not sure if there's a housing section in the Free State Project forum. But nonetheless, the resources are here. Reach out and meet some people. And then get up here. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls and to the fun. Kurt is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt. Kurt, North Carolina? You're on the air.
I had a lot of fun at the Pork Fest. That was a blast.
Excellent, sir.
One of the things that when Molyneux was asked what's different about being in New Hampshire for Pork Fest as opposed to normal life, he said that he didn't have to worry about having to keep his mouth shut during polite conversations to keep from railing against people for their, preconceptions. Mm-hmm. I was on my way back from Pork Fest. I stopped in Vermont to visit some family and was in the car and listening to a couple people talk about the recent Chicago gun ban decision by the Supreme Court. And it was definitely a clinch moment because it was, oh, no, there are going to be guns everywhere now. Oh, my goodness.
This is in Vermont?
This is in Vermont, yes, exactly.
The most free place in America as far as guns are concerned?
Yes, the one state that has absolutely no laws restricting firearms, and this person is all really, really going out of her mind about how frightened she is that there are going to be guns everywhere now.
Wow.
So I had to keep my mouth shut for a minute and really think this one through. And I said, they won't make any difference because they'll just put the same kind of restrictions that Washington, D.C. put on and just not grant any licenses but still have them, like New York City. They don't have a ban. They just make licenses impossible to get unless you're Donald Trump.
Mm.
But then I mentioned to the lady, I think Vermont does it right by making absolutely everything legal, and then you get punished if you hurt people, not by what particular tool you use. And she asked, what do you mean? I said, well, walking into a bank with a fully automatic shotgun under your trench coat is perfectly legal in Vermont. There's absolutely no law against it. That's what made it the safest state in the union. And that's when she told me she was a transplant from New Jersey and obviously had thought that the low crime rate was because guns were banned or something. She never looked it up.
She had no clue.
No clue. None whatsoever. And she didn't talk about it after that. It completely shut down the conversation.
You should just short-circuit it. I mean, as long as you're going to ban guns to prevent crime, just ban crime.
Well, yeah, there's that. But,
Wait a minute. Let me think that through. Hold on.
I found it fascinating that someone could be so completely unaware of where they've chosen to live.
Oh, and engage their mouth. That's what it's amazing to hear it happen. But you know, here she is railing against it, living in the state that's got the freest gun laws in the nation.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah,
great story.
I did not say, oh, by the way, I'm packing right now because it probably would have given her a heart attack.
Great story, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Kurt. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, by the way, another update on our friends Pete and Adam and the other folks that are down there in Massachusetts sitting in a jail cell right now. If you want to help, I don't know how this is going to happen. Get them out. Allison Gibbs is raising money. She's got a PayPal account, ladiesoflibertyalliance@gmail.com. If you want to send some cash along to her, that'll be ended up sent over to help out Rich Paul and Capuzzo and Adam and Pete and the other folks that are in jail down there. ladiesoflibertyalliance@gmail.com. PayPal them a few bucks and help get these folks out of jail. ladiesoflibertyalliance@gmail.com. Let's go to Roy, listening to KTAE in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roy.
Hey, fellas. Good show tonight. I really liked your last caller. Send him to Texas, will you? Appreciate
those
people.
He's going to move to New Hampshire. Sorry, man.
By the way, I used to shoot pool and competition, and I got mixed up with a lot of rednecks because that was all that lived around me. And the only way I could get in a group was to get with them. And, boy, all they talked about were guns and pickup trucks.
And they were dead serious.
Yep. I'm calling because a little while ago you were talking about a new tax on takeout, and which infuriated me. And what really chaps me is that they call a new bill or a new tax something other than what it is. In other words, they call it a sales tax, but they don't tax the seller. They tax the buyer. So why don't they call it a buyer's tax?
Mm.
And it's like the Patriot Act. That was really a traitor's act.
Really? Yeah, all the taxes really flow downhill, if you notice that. Like, if you're renting and you think you're not paying property taxes, that's kind of funny. Because
sure.
You're paying your property taxes for your landlord.
Every
tax. It all flows downhill.
Every tax goes to the consumer every time. It's got to be the guy at the end.
Absolutely. People are always saying tax the rich or tax the big corporations. They do, but you know, they tax us. They just raise the price.
Absolutely.
They're making their money off us, and so anything that raises their cost raises our cost.
Well, I thank God for talk radio and you fellas. I listened to you for a little while, and I'm amazed at your knowledge and intelligence. So keep
well, we
it up,
got
though.
You fooled.
Yeah, I'm interested in the radio.
Okay. We're good at faking.
You don't have to be that smart to get on the radio, man. Just
really?
To let you know.
Okay, thanks
for
anyway.
The call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, man. All right, so coming up, we've got to share something with you. Dale has a story from his favorite website.
Where everything is factual and indisputable.
Crack.com. We're going to tell you about, what's the actual title of the story?
Six Laws That Were Great on Paper and Insane Everywhere Else.
We'll find out what that means here in a little bit. Also, we'll talk to you about absolutely anything at 800-259-9231. I got the latest update from the folks over at the Advocates for Self-Government. Did you know that 4,476 people died last year in America while on the waiting list for a kidney transplant? That's a lot of people. In fact, nearly 80,000 are desperately waiting for kidneys right now. According to the National Kidney Foundation, some of them have been waiting for years. Now, people needing kidneys make up over 3/4 of all people waiting for donated organs. That's significant, really. The tragedy is an unnecessary one. And guess what? It's caused by government restrictions on human liberty that in practice amounts to murder. Currently, it is illegal to buy or sell kidneys, or any organ for that matter, in America, even though kidney donation is quite safe. So a little bit more to this story. We'll tell you when we get a chance. At 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is on the way. Organ sales. Should they be legalized? Seems like a no-brainer, right? Who could be against selling a part of your own body? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.